You're listening to the Michael Lawson Speaks podcast, and this is episode 18 of Bereshit, a commentary to the book of Genesis. Episode 18 is all about chapter 5. And before we actually get into chapter 5, I may be a little bit all over the place. I'm going to try not to be, because this is an entire chapter. There is some great things to get into. It's going to be good. It might be a little choppy. I mean, I have my notes, but I don't make notes for absolutely everything because, you know, I want to be, you know, just make it flow, you know, and, you know, wherever the spirit takes me, you know, that's what we do. But anyway, enough of that. let's get into this chapter 5. Let's start with verses 1 and 2. It says, "This is the book of the generations of Adam. On the day when God created man, he made him in the likeness of God. He created them male and female, and he blessed them and named them mankind on the day when they were created." Now, before we break that down, I do want to apologize for my voice. Sorry, but I've been clearing my throat all day for some reason. So my voice sounds a little strange. But anyway, let's unpack verses 1 and 2. So if you recall from earlier episodes, we talked about mankind and the word Adam. You see, the word Adam or Adam in Hebrew means mankind. Therefore, Adam is not his name, but the category of species, that being both male and female. So it's safe to assume that man was never named, since the Bible doesn't record the man naming himself, only all the creatures that were brought before him, and of course his wife. Now, it is important to point out here that Hebrew names have deep, penetrating meaning, unlike a lot of the modern names we use today. And you'll see this more as you continue reading through the Bible. So I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but just to say that Bible names, Hebrew names, had meaning. It talked, you know, it gets into the character of that person and how basically, you know, how that, what that person was supposed to be, and therefore there's a lot of deep meaning behind that. So let's pick up verses 3 through 5. "When Adam had lived 130 years, he fathered a son in his own likeness, according to his image, and named him Seth. Then the days of Adam after he fathered Seth were 800 years, and he fathered other sons and daughters. So all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died." Now, I like to call this bit of scripture, as I comment on this, I'll call this the Adams family. Some of you that are old enough, you'll get that reference. Anyway, born to Adam and Eve were Cain and Abel. Cain murdered Abel and was banished to wander, and then came Seth, and a whole host of other children over the course of Adam's 930 years, in order to fulfill what God had commanded when he said, "Be fruitful and fill the earth." Makes sense? All right. Now we're going to go over verses 6 through 27. So it's a lot of scripture, obviously, but again, we're looking over the genealogies, and here we go. Starting in verse 6. "Now Seth lived 105 years and fathered Enosh. Then Seth lived 807 years after he fathered Enosh, and he fathered other sons and daughters. So all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. Verse 9. Now Enosh lived 90 years and fathered Kenan. Then Enosh lived 815 years after he fathered Kenan, and he fathered other sons and daughters. So all the days of Enosh were 905 years, and he died. Verse 12. Now Kenan lived 70 years and fathered Mahalalel. Then Kenan lived 840 years after he fathered Mahalalel, and he fathered other sons and daughters. So all the days of Kenan were 910 years, and he died. Verse 15. Now Mahalalel lived 65 years and fathered Jared. Then Mahalalel lived 830 years after he fathered Jared, and he fathered other sons and daughters. So all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. I'm going to pause right there because in Hebrew there is no Y, so that J, I'm sorry, there is no J, so that would be a Y, so it would be Yared, but I'm going to pronounce things as it is for English so we can follow along. Okay, so anyway, let's pick back up in verse 18. Now, Jared lived 162 years and fathered Enoch. Then Jared lived 800 years after he fathered Enoch, and he fathered other sons and daughters. So all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. Verse 21. Now Enoch lived 65 years, and he fathered Methuselah. Then Enoch walked with God 300 years after he fathered Methuselah, and he fathered other sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him. Verse 25. Now Methuselah lived 187 years and fathered Lamech. Then Methuselah lived 782 years after he fathered Lamech, and he fathered other sons and daughters. So all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. Okay. Yes, that was a lot. And we're going to go back and take a look at this because there is an uncommon denominator. Did you notice the one thing that was most common that was uncommon? The one thing that everyone had in common, which becomes abundantly clear, is that they all died except for one. Nobody was doing right in the eyes of the Lord except for one man who walked with God for 300 years and was no more because God took him. He walked from this reality into eternity. I mean, let's back up where it says, where is it in verse 22, where it says, then Enoch walked with God 300 years after he fathered Methuselah, and he fathered other sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years, That's an important number. Then in verse 24, Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him. I just can't imagine. I mean, think about that. You walking with God, hand in hand, step by step, meaning you are obeying. You are diligently seeking and having intimate relationship to where you walk from this reality into eternity. This is the first recorded translation from here to eternity without experiencing death. Now, yes, people of that time lived a long time. It is very true. But they all died. Why did people live so long is a very good question, and I would simply have to say, to populate the earth. Seems reasonable. Let's take a look at verses 28 through 32. Now Lamech lived 182 years and fathered a son. And he named him Noah, saying, "This one will give us comfort from our work and from the hard labor of our hands caused by the ground which the Lord has cursed." Then Lamech lived 595 years after he fathered Noah, and he fathered other sons and daughters. So all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. Now, after Noah was 500 years old, Noah fathered Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Okay. Hope you caught it, but let's dig into it. Let's look at this bit of scripture, and we'll call it restful. And I'll tell you why here in a second. You see, since mankind rebelled against God in the garden, there was only one person who feared God. Enoch had such a reverent fear for God that God translated him from this reality to eternity without him ever tasting death. It has been many generations since creation, and mankind has become so depraved that you have Lamech, not the one we just talked about, but the Lamech before this, who has two wives and then kills two people for no reason whatsoever and is so proud of it, he brags and demands that his vengeance be greater than that of Cain's. So this is the world this is the world at that time since creation. Many generations. And then Noah. Noah is born, and his name literally means restful. Because these generations were very aware of the curse that God had placed on the ground due to man's sin, and things have only gotten worse to the point where some people were looking forward to rest. I mean, let's go back where Lamech names his son. He says, "This one will give us rest, who will give us comfort from our work and from the hard labor of our hands caused by the ground which the Lord has cursed." Looking forward to, this all points to people were looking forward to getting back to that place and that time where Adam tended the garden and cultivated it without the hard labor being experienced. What's interesting to note is that the age at which Lamech dies, 777 years. Now, I don't know if you recall, we talked about biblical gematria numbers is very, very important to God. And so when we look at these numbers, this signifies perfection, personified completely and perfectly to usher in God's plan of salvation through Noah. God's timing is perfect, always on time. So there you have it. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his face to you and give you peace. Yevarechecha Adonai vayishmarecha. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha vihunecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha. Ve'yasim lecha shalom.